Sieve. Semitofei sieve tests. So we've learned our lochos about a person who goes out of his trum. He only gets daladamas. And if he's in a mokum mukaf, and it's b'shoigeg, he'll get a whole mokum mukaf. He returns, he'll get back his whole trum if he was a shoigeg. If it was a mazid, he gets back dalad amas. If it's a town, he gets back the town. If it's mukaf, the shteitin gemur. Now we learned already before that just like a person who goes out, a person has a trum, so all the person's belongings kiragle abalim. Same thing. So a person's peiros have a din of his trum. The minute you take out his peiros from his trum and they go elsewhere, these peiros are out of the trum. So ma dino. It's day yomtiv. So yomtiv, someone is here. We spoke about this. Someone's coat that's lying here and he's in London. It's the same shaila. So someone has peiros and his peiros are in within his trum, and those peiros have now been removed out of his trum to outside. So the din is that they get exactly the same din as a person. You can't move them more than Dalad Amos. But the din is better than that. Sif Tes. First we're talking about the Hechzirim, and they were returned. Afilu b'mezid, which for mezid we know you lose your trum. A person would lose his trum if he'd go there and back. On the Peiros we say, lo yifsidu mekoimon. They don't lose the koimon because that they keep their whole din trum as it was before. We said the person that goes out b'mezid and returns b'mezid has only got the town or daladamas or the town that's mukaf. So why do they have everything? Because you can't look at the peiros say they were mezid. Peiros did nothing wrong. Peiros, why are they mezid? Can't look at the peiros and say they were mezid. Issa was done to them. But to give them a class as a mezid is difficult. So Mela, we say, about they've returned to where they were, the peiros are like a shoigeg. What's it in a shoigeg? He gets back his trum. He also gets back his trum. Therefore, sieve test, again, peiros shetzir chutzut trum yirzim afilib a mezid leivtzidu mekoimam. If they returned, shekol elem karba amas, they have their town and the rivua air, v'chutzla paim amal, l'chorukim b'tchila, imu yomtiv. Anyway, you can't carry them elsewhere, but they still butorin ba'achila b'mkoyman. You can keep them there and eat them. Because soon you see there's an issa to eat sometimes. Vafile lo issa Yisrael sheikh ziram letzolchay b'mezid. And even if it was b'mezid and it was returned for him, by him, for him. The Mishabura's got a problem with the words hichziram letzolchay. Does it mean it was returned by him or for him? Does it mean both cases? We'll see in a second. Be aloha. B'mezid, it's all okay. My tama anusim. You look at the peiros as if they are anusim. And the klal is, we had before, that a shoigeg or anus, which goes out and comes back, gets back his trum, so they also get back the whole trum. So the mishabura tests. Afele b'mezid, work to leima after legaba odim kaimel on the el. Dima yitzioi b'mezid, ifsim akomi veile el al ba'amus. Even when he returns, unless he's a town, of a peiros, lefsidu b'mkoyman, shohoyl, amakoyman shalemen, shvosh, anusimem, b'yitzios, v'chazikad lekamei. Imu yomtiv, shemuta leilicha mechol atchum, de b'shabes, ale osa lavena, mazavili b'toych atchum, leishu, imu reish, azmuna tab, chole e, but otherwise you can't just take them, walk them around, because it's Shabbos. Oh, but there's still a din that they don't get any issa on them, legaba achila lemoshel. They don't make a knas on them. Later we'll see, so cases you make a knas. So even b'mezid, v'imu Shabbos, v'etzolem, edigam b'shabbos, na winakov la'in l'achila, b'imkoyma, v'etzolem, mokash yichzim, teratrum, ba'am, amisein, you can eat them, v'afile lo yisi Yisroel. Memvo. Af agab, da'bom mechutz l'trum, osalim yishabor b'shvila, the din is, if a goy brings you something from mechutz l'trum, and later we'll see even the yid, then there's a din that's also, but here's different. Sha'an yoch shechziru l'mokim sheshav sabayin ha'shmar shesbems, we've had this before, we've had this legabe, a boat, that you're always in the original trum, so you got a mile, we had this yesterday, legabe, even amazing, that returns to his place where he was, even though he's lost his trum, he still gets the town, because it was his town where he was shovas. There's always a mile in a place where something was to keep it. So we look at these payers as if they always were, I mean, they were, because they were Ibn Ashmoshes, they keep their din, and there's no knas on them because they're Chazulim Koyman, even though they were removed, the mezid, or came back b'mezid, my tama anusim heim. As far as the peilus concerned, mem zayin word salema da'afshei tzien odem b'mezid. Ha'peilus atzmon anusim heim b'tziyosa, and the gemara says with the proper v'chazuroson vayin k'odem shei tzien ba'oynes. If a guy picks somebody up and takes him out and brings him back, v'chazuroson leil b'sifei v'chein le'etachin erutinam adei chazuroson, and they're mutter, and therefore they are mutter. So the words hichziram letzolchay, because there is a shitter that if they came back b'mezid, if the person that himself brought it back for himself b'mezid, there is a shikah, it's osa. Dushanish. If you went and took it out and cut it back, you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. So it's knosis, there's a knas here. So the bi'alocha is trying to explain whether there's a diuk from the loshen hichziram letzolchay b'mezid, whether it also includes, and the Mechaba says, the Mechaba says everything's muta, anusim haim. Does the Mechaba even include the worst case where somebody went and took it out himself for himself? Or does ichzicham letzolcha mean somebody else did it? As a bi alocha. Haloshne ene meduik, so the bi alocha. Moshe ichzim macha, afele oise ish ichzim gamke muta behem. Ichziram, he returned them. Loshne tzolcha machma, somebody else did it for him. So what are we talking about? Somebody else did it to himself? Maybe only somebody else. If he did it for himself, it's osur. Maybe the Mechaba does want to say in such a case it's osur. But he finishes off, even though our loshon is bemes megumgum, and the loshon should be, so it dictates one. Not hechzirom, but hechzirum. He himself returned them, and nevertheless it's still muta. Efshe kamanos hamachaber, but the Gaon says it's muta yilesh lahokel. So meila ritva says chepos agraz. Even if it was bemezed, and even if it was done by himself for himself, hechzirum. He himself returned it letzolchay for his own use. It's still muta, even bemezed. When it was returned to its original place, my tama anusimem zod mechaber vayta. Aber, what if when they were taken out to the other place, then already there is a knas? Because man shaloich ziru vem chutzlim koyman ventzach. Emotziem b'shoyeg miturin laachles mutati them. Aber they still have a din onusahin onusahed. They're out of their tchum. They're out of their trums. If they're out of their trum, they get in daladamas. Like a person that would be out of his trum, he gets daladamas. So this is the same as the coat, which is out of its trum, and the peyos that are out of the trum. Ben Ashmoshes, they were in the trum. Now they've gone out. For whatever reason, they were taken out. They zicha only get daladamas. Or if they're in a house, they get the house. Or if shoygig. But a mouse said they've got a din of a person. Therefore, eat them if it's shoygig. Abav also letaltlam chutzlar ba'amas. Vimitziyam b'mezid osala ochlam. If it's here b'mezid, it's also to eat them. In elsewhere, you get now a knas, it's also to eat them. Afilo l'mishel lo yotziyam, anybody is not allowed to eat them. V'yash matiyo l'mishel lo yotziyam. Some people say the knas is only on the person that brought them out, but not on anybody else. So a knas is a chado b'mezid. On who's the knas? Either everybody, or the yash matiyo, only on the person that took it out. So the mishlebuya, Mem ches, mutoin lachlam sham. Bein anoshim acherim shimtsim sham, but it is b'shoyge g'boynes, then it's okay. Bein b'mokim peiris, bein amoytzi ba'atzmoy, v'osa letaltlam, so he says it, bein amoytzi ba'atzmoy, even the person himself can also, because b'emes, the Gemara says there that you're allowed to eat them elsewhere. Zukta, these peiris, that means my peiris from this town, are allowed to be eaten elsewhere. Zukta Rashi, somebody brought them out. Yeah, so who's going to eat them there? What am I doing there? I shouldn't be there. It's out of my tchum. We're talking about they've got a problem. Why have they got a problem? Obviously because they're my payers and they got my tchum.
No, follow me.
And then they're outside. And outside, so state, if it's a shoyge, you're allowed to eat them. So Rashi, of course not me. I shouldn't be there. Of course it means other people. So some of the diet from the Rashi, that Rashi taka means that if I was there, let's say I took them out, I'm not allowed to eat them. So that's the Shatzir, and he says, that's not deek from Rashi. Rashi just wants to be practical. Rashi doesn't mean to say that if I took them out, I can't eat them. Rashi wants to be practical. What am I doing there? Elamai, we're talking about, somebody took out a shoygig, let's imagine, you were my visitor, and you took them home with you. Now before, you're not allowed to give a present to somebody who's got a different trum. But the master made a mistake, and we gave it to you, and you took it home. So you took it home, and they're there. That's what Rashi says. Who's allowed to eat them? The person that took them home. There's no issa on the person that's there. Why is he there? Because he's got that trum, because he lives in a different town, or whatever. That's what Rashi says it. But if Lu Yitzhiya, I would be there, I shouldn't, but I am there. I'd also be out to eat them. There's no issa. That's what the Mishavuah here means in Lamates, your long Shatziyane, that Avada, the issa, does not apply b'shoigig. Bein Oshnum Shem, bein Lamoitzi ba'atzmoi, even though you've got kasha, why is there? But whatever reason why he is there, that will sort out. So he's got daladamas like the pears. But wherever he is there, it's mutter to eat it. Because shoigig is no issa. V'also tatan chus la'abamas, k'vulam si v'engam ba'od, na'fil yoshoidah, say la'abamas. Osalachlam. If it was mazed, it's osalachlam. I will tell to the mutabab, I'm saying this is a klal because the ganze mashal and everything. Why don't they become muktza? Because there's a klal in bear, usually something that you can't eat becomes muktza. But here they don't become muktza. The easiest reason is because ben ashmoshes it wasn't muktza, so it doesn't become muktza. Kevin de ben ashmoshes him to a machila, the shen shatzi and mem. V'kolze moya pnei asoda. But if they were outside and they were in a place which is mukaf, so they're not worse than a person, even though you can't eat them. Because that's the din that you're allowed to do it in the whole town. Is a chiddush already because a person wouldn't be allowed in the whole town. So if they after us, machlokes, mashal, paskins like that. On that, you still say they are nusin. The payers are nusin. Good. So here we're very machmir, because if somebody brings you a present, a goy from elsewhere on Shabbos, chutzutrum, the din is it's also for you a mutter for the beer. This is the same shayla we had the shayla. That was the shayla when we spoke about it. That somebody you got a clothes for your child on Yom Tov. Yeah. So then, the din is, we spoke about it then, so the shayla is how far can you carry it? So then how far you carry it, but there's another problem that if the Amazon wholesale place where it lies is out of the trum, so it's come on Shabbos for the trum. So then the guy's done a melacha for you. One thing like that is what the shayla involved, so then you can't put on your child, because somebody else can put on their child, because it's also for you, but not on thing. It was a child's clothes, that was the shayla. Oba! His worse. Like the first shitter, it's also for everybody. Kevin is somebody Yisrael. The Yisrael chometvei. The Mishal lo yitzim. But dafkem lo yitzim b'shvilo. Dila vochi gam l'dei azu osa. If it's for him or he did it, then it's osa. Only another people have nothing to do with this. The second shitter is osa. Obel edina kam dei yishoyna. Nafil mishal b'shvilo gam osa. It's osa for everybody to eat. So here, there's a bi'a loche, which is a ganz sugi fazich. The klal is always, when do you say that Master Shabbos is osa, when you say Master Shabbos is muta, what you cook on Shabbos, even b'shoigig, why is it my time, our nusimem? So let's go back to, see, Yitaka, we say b'mezid osa b'shoigig muta. But going back to the ratio where it says when it's gone out and come back again, it's muta, why is it muta, nusimem? So what does it mean, anusimem? Anusimem, right, the gabba, you give it all the dinim of the tchum, maybe. That once it comes back, shoigig, it's okay. But why do we say you're not allowed to eat it? It's a knas, it's something, is has been done to it. If you cook a cholent on Shabbos, you don't say, Nebuch, the cholent did nothing wrong. And you say you can eat the cholent. Peiris anusimem. We state as azach, the gabba, the issa that's been done to it. So, bazoi. So the Magen Avraham zok hateret nafkemina b'duraisas and drabonans. So interesting, bi'aloche afreg to he's also duraisa because it was taken in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Bi'aloche, nobody asked this kasha. Bi'aloche is very, very concerned about the shittas samachaba that it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim always. He even says on the side, he brings, the Magen Avraham never had that kasha because Magen Avraham holds that. The machaba also holds that there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim b'zman hazeh. Magen Avraham holds, not just the Ramah hold, that's the Ramah shitta, even come to the machaba. There's no shishim gribe. There's no shishim as one as that. What? You need shishim. Yeah. He says on the side. Even the douche says it. As, because he also has to shit on the mechaba. Because the mechaba brings it in chelik gimel about tachshitim. Yeah, I'm saying. So, but even and nobody was bothered about this kasha. Be a look for the kasha. So he says, maybe he only bought it in a kalmelis. It wasn't too shishim gribe. What's that teretz? This argus is sugya. The Shchunoch Rav, the teretz here, there's a better teretz that they bring all, B'aloch says at the end, is because it's returned to its original place, it doesn't look as if you've done a melocha. Chayonim says it there as well, carrying is not such a shinu or anything, but here especially, something that's returned to its original place, it doesn't look as if it's a melocha, and even though you're not going to be making it a deraisa maybe, or in a drabonon at least, it does. This is Shchunoch Rav. Now the gab drabonon, something that's back here, is always good. But that's the din. that the payos that came back are okay because they've come back, so it's as if nothing's happened to them, so they're nusim. But if they're outside, shoygig is no good, mezid is good. Simon tovov. Mi sheyotze chutz l'tchum shloy l'das yivoy sif echad. Oh, we already learned chutz l'tchum, but this is another nekud in it, which we have brought before by this ship. Mi sheyotze chutz l'tchum shloy l'das shein el al avos v'hutzuch l'nekovov. That's the problem. Problem is, ahal nishlois. He can't stay where he is. So, v'hutzuch l'nekovov. If he does it here, he also afterwards will not be able to daven and everything because he'll have graf shagay, he won't be able to daven. So he has to anyway go elsewhere. So instead of, it's not a practical place to do it anyway because it's an open field, you're not allowed to. It's his nishkatsnias. Yochalotz me'machim samokim snua liponus. Now the Gemara zok, really, Gemara's eitzah toivalei. You know what he should do? If he's not too far, should go back into his town. She's carried with tzad tchumay. Shem lo yim tzemokim. He should. That means here's his tchum. This is the tchum of his town. And Nebuch, he's gone out. He's over here. He's over here. Now he's hutzul in a cover in the middle of a field. What should he do? So he has to find a mokim tzenua. He's got choice. Either go that way or this way. So if he's clever, he starts going this way. And if he doesn't find anywhere, if he does find, he has to stop. But if he doesn't find anywhere till there, then he's back in his town. Yep. In Balti was a shoygerg. A shoygerg has avlos tchumen. So he's in his town. He gets the town back. If Abe was a mezid, he's also allowed to go back. Because the derech eretz, he's allowed to go back. But if he's here, he's no better off.
He's still restricted to
daldams. If he taka doesn't find, yochid ikonis. Then, if he does find, then he's allowed to go away. But once he has gone either to do the nekovav in the tchum, or even if the nekovav was out of the tchum, but then he went another daladamas to get away from the smell, and now he's in the tchum. That's all because he was a shoygig. If originally he came out ledas, that means b'mezid. That means he can go, but he's still got the daldamus wherever he is. Because ktanim, you're allowed to do in a field anyway, so you don't, no need to go. He has a right to go. So he finds anywhere a wall, he should go behind the wall. It was sodder. So it's not so simple that he has to go so far to find the mukum tsnua. Api alocha. We have Goshik letter that in the middle of the way the goyim will chap him. He can have problems anyway if the goyim chap him. Even if he does find the mukum tsnua, but it's somach lebote akum, then he doesn't have to because yochel istrachem what yun shemah haakum yakur or yafridu, because maybe the goyim will hit him or they'll samuze because he's there. But the Mishabu will be in Stamazi because he's there and he stopped a minute, then the guy can do anything. There could be other reasons as well. There was a Maisei with the Chush of Yid that was once in the park, and Hiltzuch Lenakovov, and then there were Malshin on him and he had big problems afterwards. Was? Yeah, and the goyim can do it. When they find the Yid do it, then they have problems. Ve'etzer toiva, ve'etzer loyma, shem yochal achapas mokim tzenua b'shar ruchos, toiva yoysa, levakash mokim tzenua, lezal mokim sheyotze misham. So if you got Eitzah, you go and find that way. So if you look in the Bialocha, he brings Tzorich Ian. What happens if you know yourself that if you go away from your town, you'll just have to go 5 minutes. If you go towards your town, you'll get to your town, but you have to go 10 minutes. Are you allowed to go Dafka towards your town? Because there's nowhere to go until you get to your town. You see what I'm saying? He's over here. He's got a Mokum Tzenua, Mamash down there. 5 minutes away. Yetzer Tov, I'm going to go this way. This way, there's no place for me to go for 10 minutes. I'll get back to my town. Vedrkebe can go that way. Go that way, you'll have somewhere very close. There'll be a lot of clattering there. If he's amazed, he's allowed to go to find the mokum tsnua, but he gains nothing because once he's there, he's only got daladamas. Because you were amazed at the beginning. Unless he gets back mamash into the town, remember we had to shy the town. town mukaf or not mukaf, pashas shugumoshte mukaf, then he gets the town back. Dafke l'gdoilim avaktanim enkod bezkochach, homashkinim maim pnei gamim, gamim tzim neshi yuzach, nuzim 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 neshi yuzach, n